So talking about silence, reticence, and right speech, I thought I'd begin with looking at reticence. And because we all make decisions about what we do not say, or that we're cautious about what we may say. And ideally, we only speak truth, and ideally, we only speak something that is not harmful. But the world doesn't seem to be like that. But for us to have a check for ourselves, a sense of caution before we speak is an excellent spiritual practice, and one that we should always practice. But there's also a piece of this that's important, that sometimes we do not say what needs to be said. And we hold back, and we reflect on it, or we feel wounded by things that could move, could heal, if we communicated. So it is excellent to control one's words. It is excellent to reflect on the necessity of the words you're going to share, but it's also so important for us to be responsible and to speak what is important to us. The world is so busy that we often rarely can find a way to speak. Writing is excellent, journaling is excellent, reflecting on poetry or writing poetry is excellent. And we talked another service before about a woman who communicated with a tree and got healing. I also, in my early work with our Circle of Love gatherings, heard a story of a rabbi who needed to contemplate his life. And he sat with his back to a tree, the same tree every day. He did his meditation there. And he felt that he had learned so much about his life, the life of all creation, the eternal wish of God. And after his, well, he continued his meditations, but he began to communicate this obscure notions that found a way to engage with the world and be of service by discussing his process, his insights. And it was all based upon a sense of love. He cultivated within himself a sense of love. One of the things about silence that I've been contemplating is how silence is the moment of creation. Silence is a stillness, a pause that awakens you at an internal level, truly another dimension. When you sit in silence, you pause and are still. You actually tap into dimensions that are not in our normal conscious thinking. These can happen in a flash. They can happen with an extraordinary experience, but they also can happen by developing the subtle, gentle, loving approach to viewing things from your internal state. I was reading recently some work by Brian Schwimm, and he and many people these days are beginning to understand that our task, our purpose as human beings is to expand our consciousness so that we can be of service. We can't continue to look at things the way we always have, because that proved to be ineffective. Our only hope, and our hope, and the promise, is that if we open ourselves up at a very deep interior level, in silence, in stillness, pausing, that we have the capacity to tap into the greatest intelligence, wisdom, love of the universe. The universe that was created by perhaps a divine being, certainly by a divine breath, a divine prayer, and a divine promise. So I would like to read these words of Brian Schwinn. The primary challenge of this cosmological transformation of consciousness is the awareness that each being in the universe is an origin of the universe. The center of the cosmos refers to that place where the great birth of the universe happened at the beginning of time, but it also refers to the upwelling of the universe as river, as star, as raven, as you. The universe surging into existence anew. The consciousness that learns it is at the origin point of the universe is itself an origin of the universe. The awareness that bubbles up in each moment that we identify as ourselves is rooted in the originating activity of the universe. We are all of us arising together at the center of the cosmos. Years ago, we had a guest here, a guest speaker, as we have a routine monthly, we have a guest worship presenter. And this guest worship presenter was from the Baha'i faith. And this presenter made this very simple statement that has stayed with me. He said, there is absolutely no difference of a human being telling the truth or telling a lie than the manufacturer of new stars. So that was a reminder of this, that we are always birthing. And to access the truth, the sincerity of love of the universe and every moment is crucial to our individual lives, but also for saving the world. Joseph Campbell said, the goal of life is to make our heartbeat match the beat of the universe. To match our nature with nature, capital N, nature. And so also practicing genuine appreciation, practicing genuine compassion in your heart, and having that vibration match the truth and benevolence of the universe is the key to us finding the solutions to improve our world, to improve our relationships, to improve our health, and to lay the pathway for the future that is safe and loving and will continue. So what I'd like to invite us to do now is I've invited Steve to play music, and then we'll hold a period of silence and return to the music. I read a quote, I don't think I wrote it down, which isn't good, but it said, "Music and silence is the language of the universe." And we need to cultivate for ourselves this silence. And silence is not an absence of anything, it is a birthing, something new. So thank you, Steve.
Thank you.